Across the street are the remains of the Coburn Blast Furnace, which was built in 1848. It operated for 20 years. There was no running water supply nearby, so it was powered by a 40-horsepower steam engine. This was unique. The only other steam-powered furnace in the area was the one at Fletcherville, which we will be visiting later on in our journey. At both, charcoal powered the engine. The stone blast furnace once stood 40 feet tall. Now it's just heaps of stone and iron fastenings. Nobody knows who built this furnace or how much iron it produced or even where the iron was sent. We do know that Coburn Furnace worked iron from the Sanford ore bed 2 miles away. And we know that every ton of iron ore processed through the furnace required 170 bushels or 3,400 pounds of charcoal. That got me thinking, more than a ton of charcoal as fuel? What does that mean? How did they get the charcoal? And why wouldn't regular hardwood work? I did take a little bit of chemistry, so I do remember that no energy is wasted when you use charcoal. That's because charcoal burns hotter than wood. Because charcoal was an essential mining ingredient, someone had to make the charcoal from wood. Charcoal makers spent days maintaining the fires at a smolder so that the wood wouldn't burn all at once in a big bonfire. Charcoal burners, as they were called, worked hard with little rest as they tended their mounds of slowly smoldering wood night and day. This process was generally tended by a single person. He spent his livelihood covered in char and smoke with little time to do anything else because his mound could easily come ablaze if he left it unattended. It could take as long as a month for the 30-foot pile of wood to slowly burn into charcoal. What does a burner do when the trees are all consumed? As the forest disappeared, I imagine so did the burners. I wondered, what became of those solitary charcoal burners?
Do you believe in ghosts, John?
You're talking silliness, Mary. Now go to sleep. We've got a long day tomorrow.
I couldn't sleep, but John was out like a light. He'd had a rough day scouting out new forest to cut. Wood was getting scarce, and the loggers were becoming territorial. Well, even downright devious in their harvesting of timber. Next day, he was up before the rooster called, and I was alone on a cold October day. I did my chores. I caught a glimpse of the shape of a ragged man scurrying away. I followed him to the edge of the field, but he just kind of vanished. No sight or sound of him. All day, I felt like I was being watched. When John came home for dinner, I described what I had seen. A slim, gray shape. I could not see his face, but his clothes were threadbare and hanging off of him. He was ghostly, I murmured. John laughed at me.
Mary, that was no ghost. That ragged man is one of the few charcoal burners left. Many of them came down from Canada, and there's almost none left because all the hardwood's been cleared, turned into charcoal, and burned in the iron furnaces. With coal being shipped in from the south to be used instead of charcoal, a charcoal burner has no job left. They must be struggling to make ends meet, if not downright starving.
Poor man. He was hungry and scavenging for something to eat.
I watched a charcoal burner as he tended his burning mounds, marveling at his dexterity. He could never leave it once the fire began, you know, or there might be an explosion and the fire would eat all his wood, so there'd be no charcoal. He'd start with a carefully stacked pile of hardwood. Every burner had his own recipe of wood, leaves, and moss to create a smoldering effect. The pile might be as big as 30 feet wide.
Oh, that must have been dangerous.
A challenge, for sure. After first lighting, there would be black smoke pouring from the middle. The burner had to keep smothering the pile. Then there'd be a blue haze, and he'd add wet charcoal dust. The wet stuff changed the smoke to yellow. All the time, he was walking the mound, making sure fire didn't erupt and burn up the pile.
That's why the man looked so ghostly. He was covered in soot.
Those charcoal men don't get time to bathe much. They are a solitary lot. You could say a good thing for the noses of the rest of us.
But John, did a burner ever fall into the mound?
I imagine some did. What a way to go.
What an existence. All of that danger and now facing no work and maybe even starvation? The man just disappeared. flew away like a bird.
He's like a wild thing, constantly reading the environment for danger, Mary. Where are you going with the rest of that stew?
A wild bird must eat.